Okay, well, be careful what you tell Pastor Dell, because he may put you on the spot. And first of all, I want to say that I don't proclaim this to be anything as magnificent as the Star of Bethlehem. And I don't usually talk to people about this in public, because I usually tell people one-on-one, because most people don't believe the story. And wasn't that I followed a star. A star found me, and it was kind of a strange situation where I was working a job where I had to get really early in the mornings, and I left the house about 4:30 to be at work at 5 o'clock. We lived in quite a ways out in town, and there was a new housing district that was going to be put up, and they put on this brand new road before they put up the houses. And so it went right through the middle of this beautiful valley and a farm, and it had been a dairy farm at one time. So it was a really long stretch of open pasture land, and so this was a nice quick way to get to work every morning. So I started out one morning, and I'm driving along, and it was beautiful, beautiful morning. The stars were really, really bright, and if you live in the Northwest, you may not have seen stars so bright you could feel like you could touch them. But that's the kind of morning it was. It was cold and crisp and beautiful, and I was looking up at the stars, and all of a sudden one looked really super bright to me, and I looked at the star, and you know, it's just gazing at it and glancing at it as I was driving down through there, and all of a sudden that star started descending down upon me, and I watched it come down out of the sky, and it got real closer and closer and closer to me, and I started slowing down, and it got so close that I stopped in the middle of the road because I was the only one out there, so me and the star, and the star got in front of my car, and it had already gotten quite large by the time it got close to me. Well, it got in front of my car, and it got growing, just started expanding, and just glowing, a beautiful, bright, so white, it was blue, kind of blue-white, and it just got as big as my front of my car. It was filling up the whole space in front of me. And I just pretty much was scared to death, and it reminds me of how whenever Pastor's talking about the star coming down and guiding, and I started thinking last Sunday that that can totally happen. I know it's true. There's no doubt in my mind that a star can lead somebody. I'm not saying it led me anywhere except to the end of the road, but I knew it was going to hurt me, and so I was talking to the star and saying, I'm going to go now, and I started driving really slow at first, and it traveled in front of me for a while, and then I started picking up speed, and as I drove faster, it just got beside me, stayed with me the whole length of that road, which is, I don't know, 4 or 5 miles, and when I got out of the pasture area and started getting into where the trees were again, it just left my side and went back up, and it went right up where it was and stayed there. Nothing majorly significant or spiritual that happened to me that day, other than I couldn't believe it. I had to tell everybody I saw, and I've told everybody for over 42 years. That memory is as true to me as real today as it, and I don't know what it was. All I know is it didn't hurt me, and I have to believe that it was stopping me from something, some kind of danger possibly, or it was true, it is real, and I hope you believe me, because it is, some people haven't.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, Karen. It's real to you, and you are in the house of believers, and we believe it. Follow the star. Amen.